Okay, you have to sing it. Headed down south.
Well, you gotta wait for the words.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Something. Yep.
Headed down south to the sing land it. Of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina.
No, okay.
Yeah, no.
You know the song though, right?
When it gets to the, what do they call, chorus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in, I think. I don't know. I mean, you know that you and I have a different genre of music.
This is Old Crow Medicine Band.
So good.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Now you gotta know it.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Didn't, what's his name, redo this song?
Josh Groban, maybe, or something?
No.
Yeah?
No, what's his name? He played
Old Crow Medicine Show.
He played in Nebraska Land Days. I saw him.
Yeah.
He used to be with the one band. He used to be pop. Then he went country.
Justin Bieber?
He went Christian.
Okay.
He's with God now. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, like Kanye West?
He loves some Jesus. Yeah.
Gosh.
Girl. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Heck to the yeah.
Yeah. Another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
Yes, you are.
Still.
Let's see.
Look at your Eastery. Like, those are post-Easter nails. Those are fun. Springy.
I know. I should have.
Okay.
Should have.
Yeah.
Wore them on Easter, but.
Those are wonderful. I love them.
Thank you.
Was that a set?
Because it was a set, and I gave the leftovers to you guys.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know how you can't.
Welcome.
Those are so adorable.
Today is April 9th.
Okay. Before we get too far.
Okay.
What was this? Okay. Not today, but last week. What was the really big thing that was going? You love your national days.
I do.
What was the big one?
You know what? That day had a lot of days with it.
Yeah.
But April 4th.
Yes. People. Thank you.
National School Librarian Day. And
girl,
you know, how many people did you pay to like that post?
Dude.
Because there was like 90.
It's about the librarian.
What?
Being a good one.
It's impressive.
I mean, all I do, according to the kids, is smoke, throw books, and punch kids in the face. So if you don't have a librarian at your school like that, you're missing out.
Did they all do that?
Practically every other one said, never smoke, never punch a kid in the face, and never throw books. I'm like, what?
That is great. It was also partnered with National Volleyball Day. So I felt as if that day was just...
That I am finally... Mm-hmm. Like my moons have come aligned. Jesus has brought me to the right spot. Everything is connected. How can that be? How can those two things be connected on the same day?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get how that works.
That's like a
but
unicorn
it was. So I looked at that. Speaking of unicorns.
Is that what it is today?
Today's National Unicorn Day.
Shut the door.
I know.
Talk about
I didn't even tell
amazing.
You this.
No. This
wow.
is amazing.
Whoa.
Holy vibration.
Yes.
I didn't mean to hit the table. People, you don't understand how great this podcast is.
That is, yeah.
That is beautiful.
National Unicorn Day. And the other good day, I mean, there's six of them, but National Be Kind to Lawyers Day. You know what?
Okay, sure. I have one on my volleyball team. I'll be nice to her.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Huh.
Speaking
I like
of,
your nails.
Thank you. Did it myself.
Wow.
Gel.
They look good. They
don't
look
they?
So good.
I could do a side hustle.
That one's fun.
I know. I was trying out all my purples.
Why are your hands so cold?
Because I have all my blood in my heart and it doesn't get to my hands.
Should I start cold plunging?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of.
Cold plunging. Yes.
Two benefits you actually know are physically happening to you right now. Go. From your cold plunging.
Less back pain.
I thought you just said your back hurt really bad because you went swimming. So, okay. I'll give you a 25% on that one.
Okay.
Less back pain.
Lower inflammation.
Are you talking like in your gut or your feet?
All
like
of
what's
it.
Lower. Oh, okay.
Everything.
Good. That's exciting.
And what else? Yeah, that's two. You don't need any more.
Okay. So you know what I did in honor of you today?
You took a cold shower.
I walked outside barefoot and I was like, this is a real thing. I feel alive.
Right?
Yes. I know. And the sun was like, the sun was coming. Mm-hmm. It was bright red.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I get
it. Oh, you
it.
Went out. It was beautiful this morning.
Yeah, it was.
It was so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Tripp even said that this morning. He looked out the window and said, it is just a very beautiful day.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I felt 10 years younger.
Yeah. So now try this. Since you went out. So in the morning, go out there in your bra and shorts. Get a little bit more cold exposure.
Okay. I'm in. I'm doing this.
And I just shared something. There's this video. Maybe I'll share it on the old book face because since I've been in this like la la land of things.
Yeah.
Cold plunging gives you this more amount of a dopamine rush than crack cocaine.
What? Crack cocaine?
Yeah.
That's still a thing? I thought that was just like Miami Vice in the
80s. I know. So I'm thinking if anybody does it.
The crack or the cold plunge?
The crack.
Okay.
Just stop doing that because I don't think it's good for you. I don't know. I'm learning a lot.
It's got to be expensive.
It's got to be. And I mean, just don't know how you get that in McCook. I have questions there. I'm talking through it.
Yeah.
But
we're cold plunging instead.
We could cold plunge instead because it goes for your rush from cold plunging is 3 hours. And from the research, I don't think the other one's that long.
And the white powder is not
that long.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. So just fun fact, share that with your friends.
Doing it.
All of your friends.
Well, they're listening. So yes. Done. Check.
Yes.
Check. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of that.
Yes.
So we drugs? Had, well, yeah. And pain and all that and cold plunging. We had a situation with our volleyball team. We're going to call somebody in a little bit.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay. We had a player go down and get injured, which is the worst thing.
On your geriatric team?
On my geriatric. Well, she is the baby of the bunch.
You know, okay, continue.
Yeah. She's 20 something. Mm-hmm. Well, she's 20 because I know she's not 21. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's 19. Doesn't matter. She said she must know what it feels like to be me because that's how bad it was. Which, guess what? Joke's on her because I've been playing in this body for several seasons, and she played in it for a matter of minutes because once she went down, she was out, and now she's in the pain.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a whole thing. Could you explain
I'm
to me?
30 years older than her.
Could you explain to me what happened for her to get injured?
Well,
because
here's the goal.
The one time I looked over, I looked at your team.
Yeah.
Great, solid group of athletes.
We're incredible.
And so she's in a space.
Yeah.
And then there was you blocking her space.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Are you trying to, you usually cover the not good players instead of like hide the good players.
I know. Tell me your game plan. Okay. The rotation. I was a little out of rotation, meaning I didn't even know what was going on.
Okay.
She goes to hit the ball and she ends up slapping me in the face because obviously that meant how high up I was. So then when she was on the other side and she went for a really amazing hit, which it was, and then she came down and it was bad news bears. And we had to carry her off. Luckily, my team is a really bunch of smarties.
Where was I during this? This must have happened.
I don't know what.
When
God
I was
only
done.
Knows what you were doing.
Oh, I was playing. We were winning.
We weren't, you know. And then the team makes us continue to play. Here's me. New rule. Your teammate gets injured, which I could fake an injury for this to work every week. You win. Game over.
Because the other team felt so bad?
They should. They didn't, but they should. New rule. New YMCA. I'm calling Mitch as soon as we're done with this. If somebody goes down.
I think it's Baylor that actually runs
this.
Well,
I know, but Baylor has to. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Let's just call your teammate and make sure she's okay.
Well, she's not.
I know. Poor thing.
I know, but our team did send her flowers.
They did?
Yes. She's an angel.
She is a sweet, sweet soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
What's up, baby cakes? It's Coach.
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Lena and Haley.
It's Lena and Haley. Yeah.
Oh, crap. You have her with you?
I know.
Wait, who are you talking to? Yeah. Me or Lena?
Lena.
What?
Wait, Lena. Wait, I'm...
No, I mean, you have Lena with you.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes.
All right. Okay, on the phone with us, we have Olivia Meixner.
Olivia Meixner. One of my most...
Meixner.
What did I say?
You put an S in there. Could you tell me how you say your last name, Olivia?
Meixner.
Meixner.
I said it right.
I did too. Okay. We need a play-by-play, Olivia, and so do all of our listeners, because, you know, we have a worldwide podcast. I don't know if you're aware of this, okay?
Yes, I am very aware of this.
Okay, you are on the podcast currently. Sometimes we don't ask people, is this okay that we record
this?
Well,
you're fine. Doesn't
matter. Yes, it's fine.
Okay. She's under heavy pain medication, so.
Horrible.
Yeah, Olivia, what happened last night?
After I slapped you in the face,
she deserved it.
She did after what happened to me.
True.
Did I go up for a block or a hit? I don't remember. I closed my eyes.
Yeah, it was a hit.
Okay, it was a hit. I went up for a hit and I came down and my ankle was parallel to the floor and it popped. So then I just laid there.
Yeah.
Then Lena told me to get up and I didn't.
I did not, Lena.
No. Yes, you did.
Did I really?
Yeah,
I don't think
did.
I well.
And then
okay.
Jennifer Jacobs came up to me and said, you got the point at least. Oh, that was crying on the floor.
Yeah, she was crying. But luckily we had two great medical professionals, Naomi Olsen, Chelsea Hartwell. Yep. They managed the situation.
Okay.
Yep.
But were
you just standing there the whole time?
Yes, I was. Okay. I was like, oh, this doesn't look good. Like it was instantly a balloon. And I was like, yikes. Yep. Then I felt bad because I already guilted her into coming. Because I was like, get here. We need you. You are one of our star players.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I'm already training to come back, Lena.
You better be. We were up 11 to 1.
Are you at PT right now?
No, I'm at my house right now.
She's going to go see specialists tomorrow. Oh my! This is not just the run of your mill. You tripped over a rock.
How do you feel? And you told her to get up.
Well, I was trying to be positive, thinking maybe this isn't as
bad as
it looks.
That's not positive, Lena. That was hurtful.
Okay. Well, right now, I don't always apologize on the podcast when I should, but I'm going to say, Olivia, I'm sorry. Olivia, can you tell our listeners what it's like to be, are you 19 or 20?
I'm 19.
Oh, okay.
She's just a baby with all those geriatric old women. How is that playing with
them? I
know,
and I'm the one that gets hurt. And not what? Them.
That, I'm so glad you said that because, Olivia, let's be honest. I am almost 40 years older than you.
Wow.
Yeah. What is it
did
like?
Did you think that's how much older or like, how old do
of
you,
course
you how old do you think Lena is, Olivia?
Like 52.
Oh, all right. Now I'm going to kick you in the bad ankle.
52.
Olivia,
you're getting on the good menu at El Porto.
You asked me to go have drinks with you because you thought I was like 27, but anyway, it's fine.
That is a lie.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to go have a Coke at the max? What?
Obviously. Cherry vanilla Coke, sugar-free diet. Yeah. Okay, anyway. What is it like playing on our team?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good, you know?
Well, I know you are.
And then there's you sometimes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you do good.
Not last night.
No, I had to take that ball from you, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. I played really terrible. Yeah.
Well, I peeked over there one time, Olivia, and we already talked about this on the podcast, but I felt as if Lena was way too in your bubble, like she was covering you on serve receive.
She was.
Yes.
I was like, let Olivia take the balls. You don't want Lena serve receive passing.
No, not
and
yesterday.
Then right after that happened, I went up for a hit and I told her to move and then I slapped her in the face because she didn't move.
True story. Yeah.
Sometimes she needs it.
I mean, I don't know what was going on with us last night. Did you ever think in your life you would be like, hey, I'm 19. I want to play some rec volleyball. I want to play with women who could be my mom and one of them who could probably be my grandma. Is that what you were thinking? You're like, that sounds like fun.
Yes. It sounds like a lot of fun. And then this happened. I said, that wasn't so fun.
Yeah.
Olivia, how did you meet Lena?
Well, she's kind of loud, so she's hard to miss. Her daughter's went to school with me at St. Pat's. So.
True. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and her husband works with my mother and brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know your brother's
there now too. Yeah, whole family affair. It is fun.
Olivia, if it was you only got to pick two people, it's you and two other people on the geriatric team to play. Actually, I shouldn't only say that because the other ones are pretty young.
Yeah, they are.
If you only could pick two of them and you had to win, it was going to be three against the other team. Who would you pick?
And we had to win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jennifer Jacobs and...
Yeah, I'd pick her too.
Lena, you know, I'll be nice this time.
She is going to be nice. Dang nice. Right. Thanks. I know
she does have a wicked underhand.
I do. Yeah. I had a couple aces.
Yeah, your underhand, but when you miss it, that's pretty awesome.
That's embarrassing.
Good. Yeah, that's embarrassing because
I served
is
9 points in a row underhand last night. I don't know if anybody noticed.
You did. It was really good, but we still lost, Lena. So that really doesn't matter.
Dude, it was so bad.
Olivia's hilarious.
Olivia,
we need to have her on
very
here.
Funny.
You do need to be on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really want, I mean,
okay. Yeah. A few more things. I'm going to ask a question you can. Olivia, you work with my kids every day. What's the funniest thing they've ever done?
Okay, so when I took Letty and Trip to Runza.
So fast. Yeah, she didn't even have to think.
This is my favorite story ever. We went to Runza and she wanted one of those little baby seat things. So I was like, okay. So I got her one. And as I'm walking back, Letty stands up in the baby seat and starts doing the Pledge of Allegiance with her arm up in the air and she yelled it through the restaurant.
Like hand up in the air like Hitler or hand up in the air like across
her
heart?
She had one on the heart and then she had one up like Hitler.
That's yes. What are you doing in Mayhood? That is some weird stuff.
At least they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
That is true.
She knew every word. I'm really proud of her.
Oh, good job, Letty.
Trip was probably just being sweet.
Yeah,
Trip just laughed the whole time.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah. Olivia, if you had advice to give someone your age, what would it be?
If I had to give someone advice my age, to be funny.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. We need to have her on a
You should work on it.
Episode and a show.
Well, we can't right now because our studio is upstairs and I'm not carting her happy.
You can carry me upstairs.
That's true. You weigh about as much as my one leg. So it'd just be adding like another leg of weight. What's the best advice anybody's ever given you?
The best advice anybody's ever given me? Probably to get up and rub dirt on it. It'll be fine.
Oh, that's so weird because I told you to get up last night and you acted like that was an insult.
Because it was, Lena. Actually, I was in tears. I was heartbroken. I couldn't.
Have you ever been hurt like that before? Like had an athletic injury that caused you to cry?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, the same exact thing. I sprained my ankle riding a dirt bike when I got sideswiped.
Ow. Oh. Ow. Who sideswiped you? Your brother?
No, it wasn't my brother. What was her? Sydney Foster.
Huh.
Oh.
I'd never heard that name.
She's not from here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But was she on a dirt bike as well?
Yeah. She was really, she felt really bad afterwards.
Oh, like I did last night.
You were not like that, Lena.
I was today. I sent you flowers.
Yeah, you were today. That was really nice of you.
I know.
You just didn't know where I lived.
Nope.
They had to call me.
I did. I said, I don't know where she lives. So they go, how can we deliver flowers without an address? I was like, it seems like the flower shop's problem, not mine. Right? Well, Olivia, I hope your appointment goes well tomorrow. We'll be praying for you.
Thanks. I have to go to New West. So
I know you do. Yeah. I've heard. I wish you the
best of
luck. We'll pray for you. I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully you're better by Tuesday for the tournament.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of Olivia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it she was one of my grateful people.
She was?
Wasn't she?
I was, what?
Do you ever, Olivia, first of all, we did not start this correctly. Have you ever listened to our podcast?
Yes, she I have. Was. And I laugh every time.
Do you? Good. Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
you guys are funny.
Haley must have been grateful for you one time.
Yeah, I was. Two episodes ago.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley, who's somebody today in this moment you're grateful for?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say Cindy Pohl.
Did I say Haley? I meant her. Did I say Haley?
You said Haley.
You definitely said Haley.
Yeah. That's so then I was like, this isn't my time. No. We usually do this at the end. So
Olivia.
Yeah.
Olivia,
who am I grateful for?
Yeah.
Probably my grandma. She gave me her liver.
Okay. Now I'm going to start crying.
Holy.
Lena, it's not that sad.
Oh, that was Haley. Who said that?
Oh, sorry. Haley, it's okay.
It is.
It's
oh my gosh.
Really? From like a little tot.
How old were you?
6 months old.
What?
Lena, did you not know this about me?
I knew this about, I knew there was a transplant in your life. I did not know it came from your grandma.
Yep. It came from my mom's mom.
Oh, is she still alive? Like, is she?
Yes, she's still kicking.
She's probably my age. Close.
Is she? She's actually younger than you.
Probably is. Well, good. Oh, God. What's your grandma's name?
Cheryl Harpum.
Cheryl Harpum. What a lady.
That's
dang.
I feel as if I know Harpums.
They used to live here. Okay. Well, there's some that still live here too.
Okay.
Wow. Where does she live now?
They live in Grand Island now.
Wowzers.
Olivia, we're going to get you on our podcast.
Yeah, we are.
So we can talk all about that.
Doesn't seem like you have much of a story, but you know, I guess.
Haven't been through a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Okay. We love you, Olivia. Have a good weekend.
Love you too,
good luck,
Lena.
Tomorrow at the appointment. Okay. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't even know where you go after that.
Me either.
And I'm sorry.
But she seems.
Yeah.
She's the cool kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm quite sure I said that I was grateful for her.
I bet you did.
Well, and now that we did it. Yeah.
Now you're thankful for Cindy Pohl. I don't even know what.
Night and day difference. I just, maybe because Cindy invited me on her team. I'm not, I don't have my own.
I've been waiting for someone to ask you.
Yeah.
You know now why I didn't. Because your level of play and mine are significantly
too different.
Yes. Yeah. I'm super into it. And you're just like, I'm just here for the fun.
I'm here for the early games. That's what I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's past 8 o'clock, not coming.
I think that's what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
There was a late game and I was not able to play well, but sometimes you haven't. Sometimes that's what it made me realize. Sometimes you play good and sometimes you don't.
Poor Olivia.
Yeah. No joke.
Thing. And you were mean to her.
Well, now what is our team going to do? They got to get their poop in a group.
Yeah. Next week's tournament time.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it's just sprained and she'll be fine. Wrap it up and go.
I told her all she needed was a good roll of duct tape and we're back in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that could have happened. You don't feel like that could have. Well, right now what's happening is Kobza is eating a gluten-free brownie from Sainert's while we record. She did the ultimate. Okay, people, if you have not went to Sainert's and had the ultimate grilled cheese, you are missing.
9 years later.
Yeah.
Had one.
And if you really want to go and be like super adventurous and live the best moment of life with cheesy goodness, add bacon. It will change your world.
What is this?
And I don't know. Okay. That's my, yeah. And it will change your numbers on the scale. It's just glorious.
Yeah. Or it will make the number. On the,
I don't know what
the dairy.
Or, yeah. You're going to, you're not worried. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else should we call? That was fun.
Let's call, we need to call somebody we haven't ever called.
Okay.
And we're just going to find out because today is about, we want to know good advice. What's some really good advice somebody has given you? Okay, so here we go.
I was calling somebody for good advice.
Okay, you can hook this one up.
Okay. Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
This person.
Ring. That works. Can't be held accountable for people what they say.
What's up?
Hey, girl. What you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Living my best life.
Oh, good for you.
Well, you know, I don't know if you realize what this week was. I mean, really right now this is airing a week later, but this week, did you know last week, National Librarians Day?
Yeah, it was just yesterday. It's not a whole week, isn't it? Just a day?
Well, it is today because you're on our podcast. So this is airing a week later. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Are you sending me my gift or how is this happening? I didn't know what was going
well,
on.
Well, I guess you'll just have to wait and see.
Sounds good. One educator to another. Brooke Lee, you are on Coaching Caffeine and Comedy with Haley Kobza and your true blue Lena.
Hey, Brooke.
What's up?
We're calling you today.
These are your conversations go.
Yes, pretty much. She's annoyed with every word.
No,
I ever
said. Lena never answers the phone. Ask
oh,
my husband.
Brooke.
I tried to call her last night and she didn't answer the phone.
Oh, well,
you know what? I'm glad.
Phone
you know,
conversations.
I'm glad it's not just me, Brooke. I can't text her, call,
nope,
nothing.
Yeah. Well, nope.
I have better luck calling the Alexa, at. The Kobels, and be like, hey, Alexa, is anybody home? Yeah.
Hey, well, listen up, Brooke. You know what happened last night? Our star player at Old Lady Volleyball, she's only 19. She blew out her ankle. Can you blow out?
Yeah,
it's bad
because
news
Lena
bears.
Pushed her over.
Well,
she probably hasn't been to Mexico to play beach volleyball. I mean,
that's true.
If she would have done that, probably wouldn't have happened.
She would have trained. I know.
She would have had strong ankles.
Yeah. Brooke is a very competitive person.
She needed
person.
To have a beer in her hand. She probably would have been fine.
Oh, she's only 19. But
did you not hear that part?
Oh. Might help her out. I don't know.
But in Mexico, she would have been probably legal age. Right.
I'm sure she's had a beer or something. Margarita.
Well, a lot of kids listen to this show, Brooke. So kids, you wait until you're 21.
Yeah.
And then you can have.
And let's not forget, you cold plunge instead of do drugs.
Yes.
I thought Cody wanted to be on the show. Why are you calling me?
We were going to call Cody too, but is Cody around you?
No.
Okay, good. What is the best advice somebody's ever given you?
Ooh. Do I have to know who it's from or just
no,
any,
just, no.
Just any advice?
Yeah. Any advice? Well, half our listeners just fell asleep.
I would say this is good advice, but I don't necessarily follow it. Like to leave work at work and not bring it home.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
But that's kind of hard to do when you're a teacher and a coach and everything else. But
that is true.
Yeah, I try not to bring like papers home to grade and
good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do sometimes when you're missing classes to go to volleyball games, but just try to make the best use of your time at school. So.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Grant.
And Nebraska. And you got to say, we have worldwide listeners.
Oh, it's the worldwide show. I forgot.
Yes. Yeah. The people in Australia are going to be like, Grant? That's in Australia.
Is that a country?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Perkins County. Maybe people would know it's more.
That's a little
there
bit better.
We go.
There
now
we go.
We're talking.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Brooke, how do you know Lena?
Well, there's this story from a long time ago, something about my husband, like, tried to do something really nice and like rake their leaves or mow their yard or something when they were gone. Uh-huh. I don't know. I wasn't in the picture.
Nope.
So then I started dating my now husband, and that's all I heard about was this story about them dumping leaves. Like, I don't know, Lena, where was it? Out in the middle of nowhere. And then someone yelled at them.
Illegal dumping of leaves.
So then the first time I met Lena, she thought that I chewed tobacco.
What girls do you know come from?
None, Lena.
I was finishing a story. That come from Southwest Nebraska, clear to Lincoln to play in a soccer tournament. I would have thought she was a chewer.
A lot, actually. And none of them chewed tobacco.
I swore she had a dip in, and I was like, what is going on? Like, what does Cody see in this chewing, soccer playing woman?
I am judging Lena very hard right now, Brooke. I'm just looking at her with a WT face.
I just didn't understand what was happening. One, I never played soccer.
And did you say this to her? Were you like,
much later on,
can I have a dip? Do you spit swallow?
That might have been the first time I met them. And then the second time I met them.
Keep going.
Who is that?
That's Haley wheezing because of what she said, but keep going. You'll hear
the second time.
Yes. Oh yeah. I left you downtown.
Yeah. We went to a Husker football game.
Yep.
And pretty sure. Yep. They left us downtown. We didn't have a car or anything. Did we have a car?
No. What a friendship.
Yeah, they left us downtown. Yeah, and what they stopped at freaking Amigos. So we finally get to their house, and they're just sitting there like, oh, da-di-da, eating Amigos.
Oh, I do love Amigos, though.
Yeah. But you know how she got me back?
Yeah, didn't you throw your ring in the gutter or something that night, too?
Jake did that. I would never. I can't even get mine off. What do you mean?
What a party.
His wedding ring.
Yeah, I know he did. I said I wouldn't be able to get mine off. But yes, he did. Oh, back in the day.
Yep. They got in a fight. They got drunk. They left us downtown. Went to Nebraska. It's
too much for our listeners.
And my husband's phone was dead. Well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but.
Was that back when they had bag phones? I feel like this was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then she got me back. You got me back, Brooke. The chewing tobacco and the leaving you downtown in a very, very competitive game of water polo in Mexico. My team was winning with a bunch of people who I've never met before in my life. We were winning. I mean, this was the best water polo you have ever seen in your entire life. She pulled my top off. Like, no. Yeah.
It was a side boob flop. That's all it was.
Well,
it was not
full
tit or anything. It was just
take the kids out of the room. You don't know.
I do actually.
Yeah,
this is great.
This is terrible. Well, we've never edited an episode before, but we're going to have to start now. Good gravy.
Okay, well, sorry.
Okay,
it's just a boob. I didn't say a bad word.
Well, you said T-I-T, which is a lot.
Teat? She said teat.
Did she?
Teat. It was teat.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's not a bad word.
Okay.
Well, and then the time we left you in the lake, I guess, or in the ocean.
I about died.
You did die.
I did. And
you
saw Jesus. I did. That's not a joke. He came down, carried me to shore when everyone else had left.
They left you in the ocean?
Yeah, drowning. This is a true story. I was drowning. Jesus took me to shore and I survived.
Did you say drowning?
Haley, there were three other people there who can vouch that Lena was not dying. She was,
yes, I was.
Being overdramatic, a wave hitter. That. Maybe knocked her out a little bit. I don't know. But she was not drowning.
I was drowning.
She wouldn't talk for 2 hours. She's like, I saw Jesus. I almost died. I saw Jesus. And then she got stuck on the elevator.
Yes. Yes. No one understands.
This is okay. Traumatizing.
It's okay. This nice friend made a nice photo album of all the memories just so Lena wouldn't forget them.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Good job, Brooke.
No, she was making fun of my trauma.
Has she ever showed it to you?
No, but now I need to see it.
She probably doesn't even know where it's at.
I do. It's on the shelf. I'll go home and take a picture of it.
Going downstairs. That's where it's at.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it's on the shelf going downstairs.
Oh, no, it's been moved.
Did you move it?
Yeah, I moved it.
Cool. I'm going to have to look for this.
Brooke, what is the best advice you could give a young person? We're talking someone 20 or younger. Some great advice. What would it be?
Go to a community college.
Good job, Brooke.
Yes. Good.
That is good stuff.
That's good stuff.
I'm not just saying that because you coach at a community college. Just the other day, they were talking about how
prices are like, it's like $90,000 at a 4-year school for a year.
Yeah. What? Some of these private schools are.
Who can afford that?
Nobody.
Unless my kids have a full ride tuition, they will not be going to a 4-year college. Absolutely not.
Good job.
I will not be able to afford it.
No.
No. Nope.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Just to end up being a Catholic school librarian. I mean, come on.
Or an electrician.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, we just paid Cody's student loans off like 10 years ago, and he's just an electrician with a business degree. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
He's not just an electrician. He's a great electrician, and he provides wonderful for his family. But yeah, go to your community college, folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brookity Broke, we got to go. We love you tons.
Thanks, Brooke.
Okay, sorry you have to edit my...
No, we're not editing. Keep picking on Lena. This is great.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay, we're gonna call one more.
Okay,
man,
who are we calling?
This advice thing is important.
It is. It's very good advice.
Yeah, and I just heard some really good advice the other day, and now I got to remember it so that I.
Who are you calling? Who's the next one?
Her husband.
Oh,
the one who I missed the phone call last night while I was attempting to play.
Is he funny?
Yeah.
What's this guy do? So he's an electrician.
He's an electrician.
That's it.
Well, I mean,
and
he's
a dad.
He's an amazing dad.
Okay.
He's a great friend. He's a referee.
So is Lee the last name?
Yes.
Cody
Lee.
Lee.
Lee. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
Cody Lee, what are you doing?
No, just sweeping up the shithole house right now.
Hey, Cody. You? I'm calling you to be on the podcast for a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, you ain't recording right now.
Okay. Do you need a permission slip or what? Because, yes, we are.
Hi, Cody. Hi, Cody, it's Haley. If you've ever listened, I'm the other person that's in this podcast.
Yep. Cody, I have to tell you something very important. When you called last night, our star...
He just hung up. No, he did not.
I'm calling him back. That was rude.
He wants to be on this?
Hello, Lena.
Why did you hang up?
I think he's purposely doing that.
This is rude.
This is great. This is great.
Oh.
Why are you hanging up on me? This is so rude.
I don't know. I borrowed my kid's ear pods and I don't know how to run them.
That's awesome.
At least he's not hanging up on you.
Yeah, at least.
Because I thought he was hanging up. I said,
it's technology. I'm not good at that.
What a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cody, I have to tell you, last night when you called, when I was playing old lady volleyball, I mean, this is airing a week later. So last week when you called me, our star player fell down and got hurt very badly.
Is Jake okay?
Well, at least somebody was asking if she's okay. Lena did not. She fell down. She said get up.
Is Jake okay?
Oh, is Jake okay?
Yeah. Well, Jake doesn't play women.
I thought
so.
Does he?
Well.
Oh, it was just women. Who was it?
Olivia.
Are they all right?
She's going to find out. She's going to Kearney tomorrow to have it looked at. It's not.
How old is she?
19.
That's not old ladies volleyball. I don't feel bad for her.
I know, because she's young and able-bodied. What if it would have been me? It would have been it. My career would have been over. Well,
probably would have called the mortician and seen if he could pick you up.
True. True. Cody Lee. We have two important questions for you. Are you prepared to handle it right now?
Oh yeah.
What is the best advice somebody ever gave you?
Is this recorded right now, Lena?
Yes. So keep it clean.
Or not.
Oh man. If you're not in bed by 10, go home.
If you're not in bed by 10, go home. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I don't.
So if you're not home, in bed at 10, you need to get home.
If you're in high school,
Yes. Oh,
I get it.
Gosh,
Lena clearly never had a curfew as a child. This is what's wrong with her.
I didn't, but because my dad said, you don't need a curfew until you really mess up.
And
he always said nothing good happens after 11, so be home.
After three 11. Siblings, my mom's,
right?
They were just my mom's. I have a mom and a dad, people. Let me just.
That is so true. Mother truck of the technology.
Yes.
Cody, he gets one more.
I love that he has AirPods in. Is that what he said?
Yes. And they're his kids.
Yeah. I got these AirPods in.
This is Cody. Leave me a message.
I'm not leaving him a message. This is upsetting. Well, we're going to have him on the show anyways because he's a ref.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That is so true, though.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you're not home in bed by 10.
Get home.
Get home.
Yeah.
People
mm-hmm.
that are not doing the cold plunging and doing other stuff, you got to get to bed so you can cold plunge early in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. What's the best advice somebody ever gave you?
It's Cody. He's calling.
Oh, my gosh. It. Here we go.
Answer it.
Okay, Cody, this is your last chance, okay?
All right. I couldn't hear you on that deal, so I tried turning the volume up.
And that just disconnected. All right. But guess what? We're going to have you on anyways, but now you have to give advice to a young person. What's your advice?
When is this?
Right now. Like anyone under the age of 20, give them your best advice.
My best advice to anyone under the age of 20.
Yep.
Do not be an electrician.
Okay. All right.
Marry for money.
Wow.
Marry for money. Learn to love. Oh. If you don't marry for money the first time, you can always marry for money the second time.
Well, what does Brooke do? I'm sorry. I'm so confused.
She's a math teacher.
She's a math teacher. Okay.
Yeah. But she's a coach, and they make money up there coaching.
Yeah. It's not in Grant?
Yeah.
Perkins County?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
She's not at St. Pat's coaching.
Exactly. Yeah. Where I volunteer my hours. Yeah, she makes the big bucks. Cody, you're a great electrician, and it provides wonderfully for your family, and you're a super dad and a good husband and an even better friend.
I've heard about it. I need to see it in person.
Yeah, you will.
You know, I was calling last night to let you know that I was very proud of Vivi for being in junior high track, even though she's in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Not sure how to work the system like that, because track is an individual sport. You don't need like enough people on the team, but yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She, you know what, Cody, she went to bed the night before with a horrible stomach ache and woke up with one. And I said, you know what? Just go out and have fun today. And luckily it was
nice. Did she get a run in any event?
No, she probably would have puked and it would have been a horrible experience. She did shot and disc.
That's good. She's not a runner.
No, maybe someday, but not yet. Maybe she'll be sleek and stealthy like her mom someday and run super fast.
So I really thought you guys recorded these podcasts at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah. No. What do you, what?
Because they get, probably because they get dropped at that time.
Yeah.
No.
No, Cody, we're still sleeping.
Oh, that's not when you record them. No. You actually have an editing person and...
Nope.
Awesome. Editing person is me. There's no editing. So yeah, when you're talking about sweeping the... Yeah, whatever you said. House. The beep beep. That's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's true.
It's real life.
Just being truthful.
That's what we like.
Yep. That's why you're one of the good ones, Cody Lee. We will have you when we do our reffing series. Your name's on the list, but we had to call you today. So,
yeah, I appreciate it, ladies.
All right.
Thanks for all that you do.
Thanks,
you.
Cody. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. See ya.
Yeah, bye. Okay. He's a good guy. Okay.
Best advice. Best advice. Me? My turn?
Yeah.
Two. So, first one, experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted.
Oh, you just changed my whole world.
Yep. My dad. These are all for my dad. So that was that's a big one.
Yeah.
And then, and like the other part of it, he'd be like, you know, and sometimes that's just the way it needs to be.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So there's that one. So that's a big, you know, because you can look at things and just be so in the moment, but experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. And the next one in the competitive side of things within rodeo, because it's an individual sport, he'd always say, you make people compete with you.
Very good.
You're not competing against anybody else. You're making them compete with you. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jiminy.
I know. Good job, dude.
If our podcast had t-shirts,
those would be on there. Yep.
100%. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Maybe we'll get those on our volleyball shirts. Experience is what we get when you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah. Yes. That's very good.
What about you?
Well, the one's from my mom.
Okay.
And she always used to say, don't ever say anything to someone about someone else that you wouldn't say to that person's face.
Say it louder.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. just was always like, and along with that, she would say, if you've told one person or said it to one person, you've told the world.
Like, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just out there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
Yeah, I know. She did pretty good. And I think the other thing, I mean, that's probably the best that I've ever just kind mm-hmm. of always.
And that can resonate with just.
Yeah.
All through life.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And I don't have another one that's like right on the tip of my
tongue. Who are you thankful for? Thankful for?
You know, I was going to start, like, every time I thought of someone, I was like, oh, I need to, but we don't write down and we don't prep and we don't do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I've ever said Olivia, but I would say Olivia Meissner. Like, what 19-year-old girl wants mm-hmm. to play volleyball with somebody who truly could be her? I mean, she played with us once and she was like, I'm going to go get my own team. And then she was like, no, it was so fun. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Aww.
Yeah. And so, and she got injured for our team. That's and then nice. We lost.
Yeah.
Sorry, Olivia. Something like her. Yeah, she's fun.
Still going with Cindy.
Cindy Pohl. Good old. Did you guys win?
Did we win?
Oh, girl. Of course she did.
Yes. We have not lost the two times I've been, so. Yeah, those games are just a little, we late.
Yeah. You people got to remember, you live in Mayhood. It's a different world. Oh, and keep going. Mm-hmm. We're on time.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're doing good.
Okay. But that is something that I'm thankful for, is the businesses and the stuff in McCook where we can go, because you and I live out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to go park a spot for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an amazing library.
Mm-hmm.
Sainert's is all, you know, they're there for you for that time until about 5:30.
Yep.
But our library and our restaurants that are open that they let you hang for a little while.
Yeah. Walking trail. We walking trailed because we didn't play till 7:30. So we were on the walking trail, went to the park.
Because you had your kids. I mean, it wasn't just you.
Ate.
And our Y.
Mm-hmm.
Our YMCA.
Yep. Yeah.
Great places to hang out.
Great place.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What else? Do we have anything else?
Are you watching anything new right now?
No, I'm reading Spare.
What?
If you haven't read it, you need to read it.
You need to send this to me.
It's so good. With Prince Harry.
What?
Right? That's who's married to Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister said it's just an amazing book. Because after I watched Suits, then I'm a huge Meghan Markle fan. I was like, oh my gosh. And she said, you have to read this book. It's on Audible and it's him reading it. And she said, that is so good.
Wow.
But it is, it's a.
I'm going to have to look for this.
The one thing she told me about, and I haven't got to the point, but he was in the part I am now, he was 18 years old and he always thought that his mom really didn't die and that she was in hiding.
Oh.
And we haven't got to, at 18 years old, he is still thinking his mom was in hiding. This was 4 years after that she had passed. And he's like, no, she's mm-hmm. hiding. So he never believed that she was actually dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Wow. What that would do to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It's crazy. Right. Yeah. It is Prince Harry.
I don't. You're right.
Right?
Meghan
Markle and Harry.
You're right. Yeah. I just didn't know the book. So that's mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. So you're not watching anything. You're reading that.
Yep.
You're cold plunging.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I have been on Libby like a crazy person.
Oh, reading. Yeah. Yes. Sending me stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 So The Senator's Wife mm-hmm. is one I'm listening to right now.
Good.
And I had just finished the one, High Tide Club.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay.
And there was like three others, but I've just gone through them so fast. So if you haven't checked out Libby,
do it.
It's free. Yeah. And I did Soulmates, another really, really good one. Again, I know there's a lot of different avenues mm-hmm. you can go on and listen to books. Audible can be a little expensive. Mm-hmm. But if you have a library card, you can get on Libby. It's free. Mm-hmm. Not everything is available when you want it. But if you go to the available nows, you can get a lot of great.
Awesome.
And we are watching Flash as a family. It's
right.
A very good family. Yeah. I'm actually, listeners, I need advice for good quality content, family mm-hmm. content of a Christian base. For like we teens.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not teenagers that are ready to be exposed to a lot of stuff. So it's that PG.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need anything over PG-13 because some stuff, it just has a lot that I don't need in my house.
Yeah.
So, but Flash is okay. It's, mm-hmm. it's doing it for us right now.
I like it.
Yeah. And then of course we did a little Arrow. Sometimes Arrow has some dark stuff. That's a little much for kids.
He's dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
When our girl's watching that giggle, I'm just like, okay, man, this is awesome. And I'm having a really great iced tea today with a couple drops of boba. That's my caffeine today.
Okay.
I'm not a big boba person, but I like a little bit of flavoring. Like
a little bit.
Little five.
I love it. Seven.
Seven. Yeah, she did say she put in seven bulbs. Seven little. You know, I could be thankful for Kaylee at St. Ernst.
That's sweet.
She's a good egg. She's young.
She knows you, what you're going to drink. That's sweet of her.
It is really sweet. Yeah. So she's a good one.
Well, I guess everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
Till next Tuesday.
That's right. Walking to the south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque, but he's ahead.